Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I have a very special guest today, a master reflexologist, the one and only Charles Haywood III. I asked Charles to come today to talk about an important healing modality that complements a diamond healing session. Any kind of healing or other healthy behavior can be completely undone by the way we treat ourselves, the way we speak to ourselves, and, of course, stress. In our fast-paced lives, stress seems almost inevitable. Reflexology helps dial stress down and is energetically supportive of maintaining rapid recovery, rejuvenation, and healing. So to tell us more about it, here's Charles.
Hello, Anastasia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
Well, thank you so much. So you weren't always doing reflexology. You started in something different. So tell me about that story.
I was a personal fitness trainer prior to becoming a reflexologist. Now, I've been a certified reflexologist now for 12 years, but for 10 years prior, from 1991 on, I was a personal fitness trainer and also a nutritional counselor, which I have been for over 24 years of my life. Coming from the corporate world of technology and sales and marketing for over 20 years, I sort of evolved myself from fitness training to healing arts. While I was a fitness trainer during that decade, I actually ran two LA marathons as well.
Wow. So what prompted you to move into health in the first place? Did you have your own health challenges?
No, not at all. I was a high school track star athlete and actually graduated from high school with a school record in the mile and then went on to college after that. But I just had a desire to help more people and to do more things. You know, not everyone needs a personal trainer. And as rewarding as it was, I helped many people to get stronger and physically fit and learn how to drink water and become better hydrated and lose weight. But I became a member of my spiritual center's well-being ministry. And I'm a member of Agape. And as a member of the well-being ministry, I was around a lot of energy workers and healers of different types and cranial sacral people. And so over the years, being part of the ministry, I was the only personal fitness trainer, and I started having a desire to do more, to help more people, to touch more people, to make a difference in people's lives. And so I went on a quest. I studied a variety of different healing modalities, and I found myself that reflexology works really well for me.
So that's what attracted to you. Did you have to go to school for it?
Absolutely. I attended the American Academy of Reflexology. Headquarters is Burbank, California. The classes are held at Yosan University on Washington Boulevard in Marina Del Rey area of Los Angeles. And my teacher, Bill Floco, for over 30 years he's been a reflexologist, nationally known, internationally known, and was able to bring back some world-class techniques and instructions to the classroom that taught us the uniqueness of reflexology and the healing power of reflexology and the fact that we use hands, feet, and ears to deliver our reflexology.
So it's not just like those foot massage places that say they're reflexologists. There's all these places cropping up full of Asians giving you a hot foot bath and a little bit of a rub down. So I'm sure it's a lot different from that. So exactly what is reflexology?
Well, let me give you the definition of reflexology, and I'll share a little bit about my particular method and technique and the way I was taught. Reflexology is the art, science, and study of specific touch techniques that are applied to the hands, feet, and ears to remove stress, aka blockage and congestion, to allow the body's own energy to flow more freely to promote natural healing. Period. That is the definition of reflexology. So I use a blend of world-class touch techniques to the hands, feet, and ears, along with some foot massage that makes the experience absolutely extraordinary. Reflexology itself is known as a healing modality, and it's good for so many things that ail the body temple, such as headaches, migraines, neck aches, back aches, respiratory problems, digestive problems, PMS and cramps it gets rid of, TMJ, sciatica problems, and the list goes on and on and on.
So how does it work exactly? You massage the hand, feet, and ears, so what happens?
Well, it's actually, I call it reflexing. So the reflexing is done predominantly with the thumb and some with the fingers. And these reflex movements, I'm actually working on nerve endings that are in the body. As an example, there's over 7,500 nerve endings in the body, and they end in the feet, hands, and ears. And there is stress that forms at the end of the nerves. So by manipulating these nerve endings with the reflex technique of the thumb and the fingers, it actually reduces the stress, reduces and eliminates that stress, and allows the body's own energy to flow more freely, once again, to promote natural healing. So it actually brings a state of balance into a person's body. Stress just melts away, and the experience is quite extraordinary.
So basically what I'm hearing is that when you melt the stress, you bring the body out of the sympathetic state into the parasympathetic state, and that's the only time that the body can heal. As soon as the cortisol and the adrenaline and all those stress hormones start getting released, the body goes out of healing mode.
That is absolutely correct. People slip into a very deep state of relaxation during my reflexology session, and it does allow the parasympathetic nervous system to take over. And like you said, that's where the healing takes place. That's where the rejuvenation takes place. That's one of the reasons it's so profound in its results. And keep in mind, Anastasia, that when I'm working on a person's feet or hands, I'm actually working on six systems of the body simultaneously. And let me name those systems for you. I'm working on the integumentary system, which is also known as the skin. I'm working on the muscles, the bones, the circulatory system, the nerves, and the lymphatic system all simultaneously.
That's pretty impressive. So what is integrated reflexology?
It is the integrating of the three systems of the body, integrating both. For example, we know the feet are good. Feet are extremely good. So when we combine the hands and feet together, it's even better. So when we combine the hands, feet, and ears, it's better yet. Thus, integrated reflexology is integrating those three systems of hands, feet, and ears in a full session.
Okay, so what principle or theory is reflexology based on?
It is based on the principle of 10 zones. There are 10 zones in the body. These are vertical zones, the thumb being zone number one, index finger zone number two, et cetera, zones 3, 4, and 5. So there's five zones on the left side of the body, five zones on the right side of the body. Thus, you have 10 vertical zones in the body. The principle says that anything that I'm working in zone two affects everything vertically in the body from head to toe. That is the 10-zone principle of reflexology. And by the way, this zone theory was created back in 1917 by Dr. William Fitzgerald, an American physician, MD, surgeon actually, who wrote a book called Zone Reflex.
Yeah, so does this correlate at all with any of the Chinese meridians?
Well, it's hard to say that it doesn't. Anytime an ancient culture that's over 4,000 years old, they certainly were doing some touch technique to the feet back then. However, it wasn't, to our knowledge, it wasn't called reflexology, but they were definitely touching the feet. And it's used a lot in Europe as well. But it was actually in 1923, once again, an American doctor. His name is William Fitzgerald came first, but it was Joe Shelby Riley in 1923 that wrote another book, and thus the term reflexology was coined. So we claim it as an American healing art.
I did not know that. That's really interesting. Yes. Because you think that a lot of these alternative techniques come from Asia, you know, whether it's India or China or Korea or Japan. You think that they're coming from there, but the Americans have a few things going on too.
Yes.
We'll return in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. So how is it applied? What methods do you use?
Well, my particular sessions, I was taught and trained on a massage table so the person can completely relax and just simply lie down on their back so that their hands are exposed, their feet are exposed. And I use special world-class techniques that I've learned from the American Academy of Reflexology. I use Ayurvedic techniques. I use Brazilian techniques. I use Canadian techniques, along with some very special energy techniques that I've learned over the years. And I use specially selected relaxation music. I use aromatherapy in the air. It's actually very blissful. It's very blissful. I tell people that when you finish a session from me, there's a blissful state of well-being that you experience. It's like no other. I've had people having difficulty speaking and articulating how they feel. They just kind of mumble and just say, yeah, it's good. It's quite humorous. It's quite delightful to observe the experiences of my different clients.
So what are some health issues that reflexology helps? Do you have any instances, for example, that you could name where there was a dramatic change in health?
Yes. A number of them. At one time, I had a practice in Sacramento, and so I was there giving some demonstrations of the hand reflexology. And I gave this lady a sample on her hand. It took about 8 minutes. And when I finished the sample, she said, "My migraine is gone." I said, "Well, I didn't even know you had a migraine." She said, "Well, not anymore." So to my surprise, reflexology works very quickly. So I actually was able to get rid of her migraine. I've had numerous situations like that. I have people that come to me that have sciatica pain. It doesn't matter if it's down the left side or right side of the body. And I work on the nerve endings where sciatica ends in the back of the heel and the leg part. And when I work on these nerve endings, I'm able to reduce or eliminate their sciatica pain completely. I also had another experience some years ago where a lady had been in pain for over 5 years with TMJ. By the way, TMJ stands for temporal mandible joint. and there's pain in their jaw. Some people get it from grinding their teeth. She was in an auto accident and had experienced this pain for a number of years. So I worked on her for about an hour, and she told me that she was pain-free for 3 days after that, and she hadn't experienced pain-free in years. So it was quite extraordinary.
That's really incredible. Are there other things that besides pain relief that you've noticed that people get relief from?
Yes, I've worked on people that have circulation issues. Some people have been diabetic that I've worked on, and they have restricted circulation to their extremities, as you may know, which is one of the side effects of diabetes. So I've been able to improve and enhance their circulation, where they actually feel a tingling in the feet and the toes, and they can feel their fingers better after a session.
Yeah, that's important, because a lot of diabetics, I know personally a diabetic that's lost their feet because the circulation was so poor.
That's true.
Yeah, so this is really important, and many people don't even realize how deadly diabetes is.
Yeah, it's a very debilitating disease.
Yes, it's terrible. So are there other benefits that you get with reflexology?
Well, yes, there are. There are numerous. First of all, I really promote my services as being stress relieving, because your stress just melts away. It really does. And if you understand that our health is very much affected by our level of stress. So if you carry too much stress over too long of a period of time, it'll simply take a healthy person and turn their life upside down and start to diminish and ruin their health. So number one, my reflexology sessions are very, very stress relieving, deep and profoundly relaxing, to such a degree that I chuckle when I think about this. I can't begin to tell you the number of people, women in particular, that I've had snoring on the massage table over the years. You go to such a deep state of relaxation, it's absolutely extraordinary. And once again, the parasympathetic nervous system takes over, the healing, the rejuvenation takes place, and I've had people tell me that even though they're deeply relaxed after a session, as they start to move around for the rest of their day, because the reflexology improves circulation, improves oxygen supply, they actually have more energy.
Stress is probably the number one killer in the U.S. and the number one cause of a lot of the illnesses.
Yes,
especially heart disease, even difficulties with memory, brain. Long term problems as a person gets older and older. And I know that a lot of people don't even realize how debilitating stress is.
Yes, that's true.
So what technique or method do you use? Is this a repeat question?
Well, it's called the FLOCO method. I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, I see.
My teacher and instructor, the world-renowned, I call him most respectfully, he goes by Bill Floco, William Floco, FLOCCO. He teaches us the Floco method, which is a very detailed touch technique with the thumb that is applied to the feet, hands, and ears. And I want to say that one of the major benefits of reflexology is that it improves circulation. But I want to be clear when I say improve circulation. Most people think of circulation as just improving blood supply, but it's more than just blood supply. It's nerve supply, it's nutrient supply, it's oxygen supply, and it's energy supply to every organ and gland in the entire body. That's one of the reasons reflexology is so extraordinarily effective, because it enhances and improves circulation and also reduces and eliminates stress with the FLOCO method.
Okay. So, what are some things you can do? Let's say you get regular reflexology treatments. People that do that, do you notice that they might start looking younger and, you know, being more energetic?
Well, as one of the things you may know is that the youthful people in our society have an abundance of energy. So the more energy we have, the younger we're going to feel. One of the things to note about reflexology is that your body feels better and your body functions better as a result of eliminating the stress and improving and enhancing the circulation. So it is something where I worked on a number of different people over the years, from teenagers to people as young as in their 80s, I say. And it really helps to give one a very strong sense of well-being and joy. There's a happiness that you feel after a session. There's a wonderfulness that I do call a blissful sense of well-being. It's really quite extraordinary. I have been received experiences where people, I've worked on pregnant women that have been referred to me. I have worked on people that have gone through cancer treatment because they want the enhancement of the reflexology to help to cleanse and detoxify the body. And one of the misnomers that reflexology carries with it, depending on what technician you go to, is that it hurts, that it's painful and uncomfortable. I've had people tell me that, I've done that before, that really hurts. Well, my touch does not. And I also have had the experience over the years of working with people that tell me, well, I would do it, but I'm ticklish. Or they get on my table or in my chair, they say, well, I just want to let you know I'm ticklish. And I simply tell them, not today. And so I tell them, my touch is not ticklish. So I give them a little sample of my touch. It's, okay, that's all right. So I'm able to work on people that are normally ticklish. They're not ticklish to my reflexology touch.
So I'm just curious. You said that you remove blockages. Have people noticed, or you've noticed people actually changing? I noticed that some people will carry anxiety or anger around with them all the time because they haven't resolved certain issues. Does this help drain some of that kind of emotional charge out of their body?
It does, because our bodies are like sponges. So if there are emotional issues and charges, our bodies are holding on to it. So once you start to, once the body starts to relax and the circulation is enhanced, then the charges that are normally there start to drain and diminish. So that person has a state of peaceful existence after a session. And I do want to say that I've had many people ask me, well, how soon will I notice something? Well, you notice something right away. So right after a session, you notice benefits right away. Now, how long it lasts depends on your lifestyle and how much stress you go back to out into the world, but you do notice something right away from a session. I mean, pain is reduced, circulation is enhanced, you feel better. Reflexology is also known to help with insomnia. Many people call me the next day and tell me they slept better that night as a result of a session, and the benefits just go on and on and on. They just keep coming.
Yeah, sleeping is so important. A lot of people can't sleep very well, especially when you get to over the age of 50. You find that a lot of people I know, they just don't sleep more than a few hours a night because they're just like wide awake.
That's correct. And I've learned from being a personal trainer that you cannot have a healthy body temple if you don't get enough hours of sleep.
Yeah, I agree. So what are some things that someone can do at home between treatments to help the healing or reflexology treatment to promote even further healing?
Well, number one, drink an abundance of water. And so my clients receive many benefits by me being their reflexology therapist because of my background as a personal trainer, nutritional counselor, and you know having been an athlete, etc. So I'm able to share with them proper things to do to continue to maintain a good, healthy body temple. Certainly, you know, good food, but the food doesn't do you any good if you don't get the proper amount of rest. The rest doesn't do you any good if you don't get the proper amount of water and hydration in the body. And all that is can throw it out the window if you don't get good nutrition. So it's a combination of good food along with good nutrition, proper rest, the importance of proper exercise, and good water hydration. What many people don't know and understand is that the lymphatic system of the body has more water in it than we have pints of blood in the body. And it's the only system in the body that doesn't have its own pump. So it doesn't pump the toxins away from the body and the vital organs unless we move the body. So walking, movement, physical activity, physical exercise is extremely important to maintain a healthy body temple. So I encourage my clients to do these things so they can continue to experience a healthy life and a good, better quality of life as well.
Well, there's one ingredient that I think you left off, and that's actually attitude.
Yes.
A lot of people will ruin all of that by being negative and saying, oh, today is such a bad day, and then they get it. And they'll say, I don't feel very well today, and then they don't. So I think attitude is also one of the primary ingredients, and that and helping reduce stress. There's a huge number of things people can do to help reduce stress.
It absolutely is, and the good thing is that the reflexology helps one to have a better attitude because you feel better, your body functions better, you have greater clarity of mind as well. So if you had pain, if it's been reduced or eliminated, it's easier to have a good attitude for a longer period of time because of the session that you received.
Exactly. So it's almost like you're going through this loop. I don't feel good. I need to relax, and then finally you get relaxed, and you start then going into the loop as I feel good, and the better I feel, the more relaxed I get. So
that's
you can
true.
Either go into an upward spiral or downward spiral.
That's right. And the body responds to our thoughts on a cellular level. So attitude is extremely, extremely important. If someone doesn't have the right attitude, if they're not open and receptive, my reflexology session is not going to be as well received. Therefore, they're not going to receive maximum benefits from a session.
Exactly.
So attitude is really first.
Well, this has been a wealth of information. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
To recap today's episode, we learned about the benefits of reflexology from Charles Haywood III, a master reflexologist. The benefits include a deep relaxation, allowing our bodies to move into a healing mode by turning off the adrenal reaction and moving our nervous system into the parasympathetic state. This deep relaxation can also relieve chronic pain, migraines, and promote deep sleep. Sleep is so important to healing and our well-being. Important steps to further enhance these relaxation effects is to drink plenty of good water, eat a healthy diet, and move our bodies. Next time, we'll talk about further healing of the physical body by the Diamond Healing Method, including the important functions of the liver, lymphatic system, large intestine, kidneys, and skin, which are all systems that help cleanse and purify the body. Until next week, this is Anastasia Choplis signing off. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.